Thank you for checking out the Thang podcast brought to you by Nissan. If you could you drop us a rating or a review? We would really appreciate it. You're sitting there listening. Just take the extra 2 seconds. Okay, begging over.
From the top of Morning Thang Mountain, transmitting across Virginia and around the world, the K92 Morning Thang.
I got something I'm going to tell you about here in a second, because I have a problem, and everyone, I believe, will be able to relate on some level, because sometimes you have problems in your life because something is too good.
Yes, because one thing, good things can be a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
You can get it, and then you're like, oh my God, I don't know what to do with this. I don't deserve it. I'm addicted to it. There are so many layers.
Yeah, I got problems. Things are too good. But first, we say good morning to you, and we say good morning to the triumphant return of Monica. Hi, Monica.
Morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi, you're here. How's it going?
Hello. All right. And today's like my Monday. So, yeah.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Today.
Good morning. I know it's not a bad thing. You know, usually you're just like kind of running off that energy from the weekend. So I feel like it's an extended weekend for me.
Yeah, so, we've got Monica and Antoine in particular have some time they got to use this month before, you know, the busy season, the crackdown around here, and you can't do nothing. So it's for the next couple weeks. It's going to be sometimes they're here, sometimes they're not.
I actually blame my mother for that, too. I was on the phone with her like a couple weeks ago, and I was telling her about, like, you know, I have to take time off because I never take it off. And I was like, you know what? It's your fault.
Oh.
She goes, it's my fault. I was like, yeah. I don't remember you ever allowing me to miss a day. I got perfect attendance pretty much every year in school.
Oh, wow.
And I don't remember you ever taking a day off for being sick, and you would work like 12-hour days. It's your fault that I don't take care of myself.
So she instilled in you a stupid, dedicated work ethic.
I can't believe her.
Oh, God.
I'm just shocked and appalled.
Just horrible. Horrible. One of the members of our military, and their work ethic and their passion and
how
their desire.
How dare she be so committed?
That is gross. It's gross, Antoine. You tell her. Yeah, it's... you get into those times, too, especially in the last year where, because we don't have a whole lot of plans.
Uh-huh.
So you think, you think, all right, well, I could take today off because, you know, I have these days they're making me take. But, well, it's like the kitchen needs to be cleaned.
I
don't really want to do that.
Right.
Because you think I had all my vacation just like, do I take a vacation to be at home? Because I'm at home.
Right. You know? And you're there anyway. It's like you're still at work.
Yeah.
You almost have to take all the equipment and just push it in a box so you don't see it or anything. So welcome back, Monica. I have a problem. And it's because something's too good. I do. Okay. Man, I got a new couch couple weeks ago. My wife wanted one of them big old sectionals, you know. I want everybody can sit on the couch, and so, you know, you have this thing now where everybody can sit on the couch and everybody can lay on the couch. Y'all, I can't get off this thing. It's too comfortable, man. It's too comfortable. It's got to go. We got to get rid of it.
No, it's supposed to be comfy.
No.
Lay back and enjoy it.
No, but I can't, because in this situation, when you wake up as early as I do, when you come home and there's just, I mean, it's just a big, fluffy, inviting comfort zone. And you say, well, I'm going to take a quick nap. I can't get off the thing. I think it's got a gravitational pull in it or something, like a tractor beam.
Okay, I'll come over and replace your couch with a high school bleacher.
Okay.
I promise you, there is no gravitation. In fact, it's the opposite. You feel like you're in outer space. As soon as you sit down, you stand right back up.
Oh, yeah. The bleacher, the high school bleacher is, I can't think of a less comfortable chair ever. I would rank it below that throne on Game of Thrones, which looks really uncomfortable and pointy and sharp and awful and cold.
Your back, your butt bone, everything is immediately hurting. So, Zach, all you have to do is replace your wonderful, your nice, your soft, your comfortable couch with a high school bleacher, and you will never nap again.
I should do that. Yeah. Man, if I was one of them influencer people, these people that just, I don't know, they sneeze and they get a million views and they make a ton of money. My son watches this FGTV, it's gamers and all this stuff. He did a thing the other day as a video. He took one of his kids to the store and the game was, I will buy whatever you can fit in your hands. So, I mean, the kid is just, he bought $1,200 worth of clothes. He's like 10, $1,200 worth of clothes. And that's what he did because he had a bunch of money. So if I had a bunch of money, I would do that. Where one day while the rest of my family was gone for the day, I have people come in, take the sectional out and replace it with a high school bleacher. Right. Uh-huh. And they come home and it would be hilarious. But I don't have that influence.
You do not.
No, I do not. So I don't. I ain't doing it. Too bad.
Okay, well, I tried.
Yeah.
I tried to help.
You did. It was a good idea.
Just embrace it. Enjoy it. Maybe set an alarm clock for, you know, Lennon to wake you up. No, he'll bother you.
I wake back up, but I don't want to get back. I don't want to get off the thing. I don't want to do anything. I just want to lay there and do more. So set an alarm. All the alarm is going to remind me is I still don't want to move. Yeah. I just want to lay right there.
Still not doing it.
Yep.
Here I have more time.
Saying all sorts of stuff and things. And think, well, I know everybody in here. This is a safe space.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Yeah, this one dude, he decided to use the WhatsApp.
Okay.
So he wanted to use that app to stay in contact with his family and friends and have like a little, you know, chat back and forth.
Sure. And well, WhatsApp is very popular. To me, I don't get it. Like, I have a phone. Uh-huh.
My Virginia Tech group, my group text is in WhatsApp. It was already created in WhatsApp when I joined it, but it works out for
us. The only thing I understand with WhatsApp and the point is like I have family in the Dominican Republic, and sometimes my dad goes there, and cell phone service and things get a little wonky. Yeah. So we have WhatsApp, and it's all around the world and whatever. You think, okay, well, good. I'm not going to accidentally get charged $5 a second to be on this thing. But anyway, so they're on the WhatsApp.
Yeah, and so he realized that there's a random person in there. He's like, oh, my dad is actually in the group now.
Okay.
So he figured that his dad, Peter, he has joined the group and he's chatting with, you know, with the rest of the family. And they're like so excited because they're like, oh, old man's on, you know, WhatsApp.
Yep.
Well, turned out Peter was actually a different Peter. Oh. And Peter was a guy that had fixed his washing machine back in 2013, but ended up in the chat and decided to play along as dad for 6 months.
6 months?
6 months.
So this is other Peter, just some guys. That fixed the washing machine.
And I like
it. He ran with it.
He ran with it. And they were like, Dad, what's up? You know? And he hello, son. Just responding back. And for 6 months, he played along. And it was just the guy, the mechanic or whatever. Yeah.
The washing machine guy.
Fix it. Yeah, the repair guy.
And that, I have a question for the both of you guys. Yeah. Zach, what is your mother saved as in your phone? What's her contact name in your phone?
It is actually saved as her full name. It doesn't say mom. It doesn't. It says
really.
It says Mary Ann. Because when with my wife and having the cloud and when all the contacts merge together into one, all of a sudden you have two dads. You got two moms.
Oh, okay.
So everybody that makes sense. Everybody had to be designated by their name.
Because I would say like my mom. Her name is Mom in the phone.
Yeah.
And then, like, my best friend's mom, who I also called Mom, is, like, Mom, then her last name in her phone. Monica, what do you have for Trigger? Or is it Trigger?
I have Ma.
Yeah, see, so I was like, why would they have Peter? But that makes sense. I didn't think about the cloud aspect of
but
it.
But that side of it can get very confusing, too. I have two Todds in my life, and I may have to get rid of one of them because I just...
No, you...
I keep texting the wrong Todd.
Who needs
all
two
the
Todds,
Who needs two Todds?
I feel like that's a little Todd overload.
They're both. I know both Todds. They're both cool Todds.
Yes, but
they're
I feel like
Todds.
They should just fight to the death, and one of them either has to go or has to change their name because...
Or one has to use their middle name.
Something. I don't know.
No, or one could just go. You said... You know both the Todds, and the Todds are great. That's fine, but one of them is better than the other.
Well, and it makes
let's keep that one around.
It lends to reason, Antoine, that if one Todd kills the other Todd, he'll absorb that Todd's powers anyway.
That's how that works,
right? So then I'll have all of the power of Todd, and none of the embarrassment of the accidental text. I did it again yesterday. I texted one of them, and he said, "Is this for me?" I said, "Wrong Todd."
I don't see any flaws in this logic.
Yeah.
I don't see any holes in this.
I think at the very least, I'm going to have to take one of their names in my contacts and change his name to Wrong Todd. So then I know he's Wrong Todd.
That works.
And every time I call him, don't text him. He's wrong, Todd. I'm not going to do that. That's a whole interesting discussion about how you list people in your phone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Ma, or if you have your parents' full name, or does it say Mommy Google, or whatever it is.
Emojis behind it.
Mm-hmm. Sarah in West Virginia, Monica, has texted into 52353. Her 16-year-old daughter has listed her as birth giver.
Okay. I like that.
Best 16-year-old ever.
Yep. I wrote back. I said, you should list her as sullen teen. Just put that in there.
No, she's great. Night of my life is how she should be listed.
I got a lot of people in my phone where I don't really know what their last names are, but I just know them from wherever I know them. So I get a lot of softball in particular. I got a lot of Mike softball, Joe softball. Problem is, after a while, you're like, wait, which Mike softball is this?
Yes, yeah, I used to have a lot of that, and then I started to clear them out. I was like, you know what? If I don't know your last name, you don't deserve a spot in my contact list.
Yeah, but sometimes you need them in your contact list, like, you know, with my kids. They have all sorts of friends, and then I got a contact with their parents, so I need Mike Alex's dad to be in there, but I don't necessarily need to know what his last name is.
You should, because your son may have like 20 Mike friends or whatever.
Nah, he's only allowed one. I told you, this is the Todd rule.
You have two Todds right now.
I'm getting rid of one of them.
I'm waiting. Once you get rid of them.
Yes, Monica.
See, now I'm like looking through the names like and how I have people listed. Like I have Jamal, the haircut dude. I don't know who that is.
He's all the haircut dudes.
No, but I'm like, I don't remember. But hey, shout out to him. I have, of course, Ryan, my best friend. That's my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a one person listed as don't ever pick up the phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm like,
Is that,
what do they do?
Wait, is that my number? Let me text you.
Let me call real quick.
It is not you.
Let me see what goes on in there. But do I say anything in your phone or am I just Zach Jackson?
You are Zach Jackson.
Okay.
That was a little hesitation there.
Right.
Whatever now, you are, she just changed it. Right. She just changed it to it.
You are dumb Zach Jackson.
I have intern Rita. Intern.
I got a lot of those. Intern Steve, intern Rita, intern Ben. Like they all end up in there. And I think,
well, that's their name.
Well, that's true.
For an intern, that is their name.
Oh, absolutely.
Full name.
Oh, yeah.
And then later, much like Jamal the hair guy, I'm thinking,
Jamal.
They worked here? Who's that person?
Jamal.
Is this Jamal? Somebody I knew on TikTok? What's going on here? How about Fruit Loops on a pizza? Anyone?
No. I don't even like Fruit Loops by themselves, nonetheless on a pizza.
You know, Fruit Loops, I'm so suspicious of an anti-Fruit Loop because I don't appreciate the way they spell fruit either. I don't like the double O. Because you know that's how it is. Fruit Loops is F-R-O-O-T.
Yes.
And the main reason is because there is no fruit in a Fruit Loop. Like actual fruit, there's a fruit. You can put a fruit in there, but that's it.
It's just fruit colors.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
By the way, they are all the same flavor, in case you're wondering.
No, yeah, I knew that too.
Yeah, there's some pizza place in Des Moines. The pizza is crust, of course, Fruit Loops, and cheese.
Ew.
See, and this is why we don't need those middle states. This is why the middle states are unnecessary.
Cut them out. We
at least combine like five of them, make them just one giant state, so then we could judge them as one.
I always wonder why we sit here and we argue about, well, you know, it's very important for middle America, and then we spend the rest of our time making fun of Iowa. Like, I never get that. Mm-hmm. How does Florida become so important in every single election, and then the other 3 years and 364 days, we talk about how dumb they are in the weird news stories? What is wrong with us?
I just think...
But, you know, we can't really knock it if we haven't tried the pizza, though.
That's true.
If you haven't tried it.
I thought you'd be like, you can't really knock Iowa unless you've been there. I'm like, yeah, you can.
I mean, I ain't never been. I don't have a plan.
I feel like you guys knock all the things that I like that you haven't tried. When did this new rule...
What?
Well, how long have you been on vacation, Monica? This is a brand new show.
This
there.
Is a new Monica.
When did that happen?
Just knocking everything.
Antoine, this is not Monica Brooks anymore. This is my new friend. Let me check my contacts. Do not answer this call ever. That's right. That's my girl. Right there.
You better not list me as that. You know what?
We got cool stuff on the show today. A brand new birthday scam call. We're joking about being an influencer who sucks. That's me. I'm the influencer with no influence. I'm calling because I want a free car from this guy.
Yeah.
And I have not a lot of followers.
But you have to build it. You have to build your followers.
Well, I'm telling him he can get in on the ground floor of Pew Pew Boy's influencer status. Pew Pew Boy. That's my man. That's me. So that's coming up. We have a special edition of the No Name Movie Game where Antoine and I are competing against each other and our partners are members of the band AJR.
Woo!
So it's Team Ack. Zach and Jack from AJR, and then it's Team Rantoine.
Rantoine, that's what Ryan called us, that's what we are.
Like it's Ryan and Antoine. That'll be at 8:30 if you want to check that out. Also, if you want to see some of the interview, we did like a Zoom video and stuff, so you can go on our YouTube channel, and you can see some of the video stuff, and the full interview is on our podcast if you want to check that out, hanging out with AJR. And actually, they were talking about, I figure I'll play their new song here in a second, and they were talking about the song and how it was 6 years in the works to get this song and how it went from them to Cardi B and then back to them again on the song. So here we go.
Yeah, we've been working on this song for a while, technically for like 5 or 6 years. It was a whole mishmash. I'll tell you just the quick story. So we had this sample, this Paul Simon, Simon and Garfunkel sample, and we knew, okay, if we remix that, that sounds like a real gem of a song. We had that. Then we write a lot for other artists. So we were in the middle of writing a song for Kygo, the artist. Mm-hmm. And so we wrote this song over this track that he sent. We sent it back to him. He wasn't a big fan of it, but we said like, oh, you know what? Actually, this is kind of cool. And then a few years later, I guess last year, we were writing a song for Cardi B, and we ended up using the Paul Simon track, remember, from 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we ended up giving it to her. Her label was like, oh, this is really cool. We want to give it to this other rapper. And we were like, actually, no, we'll take that back. So we basically took the chorus from Kygo, the track from Cardi B, and AJRified it, and it turned into way less sad.
The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Now, this is an interesting development. I mean, you're looking for silver linings in the COVID.
I do like a silver line.
Yes, this is so many people are working from home, and you don't really see as mm-hmm. many people at work in a lot of cases. I mean, we see Monica about once every year. I don't know.
Once a year.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, there are coworkers I haven't seen. I'm pretty sure they still work here. But I have not mm-hmm. seen them in any capacity.
Yeah.
Working from home has made people like their coworkers more, which makes sense because you don't have to see their stupid faces all the time.
You tend to miss what's not around. You're like, you know what? He wasn't as annoying as I once thought he was.
Oh, no, he is. But in smaller doses, Antoine, he's much more enjoyable.
That's not how that works. That's not how that works.
I was in over the weekend. Uh-huh. I was in on Saturday. Yep. And I seen a little, you know, some of my coworkers, just a sprinkling of coworkers in the building. I'm like, oh, my gosh, there's people here.
I know, it's crazy,
like,
isn't
this
it?
This is weird.
Oh, my God,
I haven't seen them since, you know, before everything. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but we're almost to get ready for it on social media because it's about a week or so away.
Next Thursday.
Yeah, of the 1 year ago and your time hop when everything goes
oh,
to.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, March 11th is the technical, traditional or whatever.
Get ready for that. I know. I got the mine was I went to see Post Malone on March 1st last year. So that was the last concert I went to.
I participated in a Harlem Globetrotters game.
That's right.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
The weekend before.
Yep. All sorts of stuff. So it's get ready. Everyone's going to be sharing that stuff for the next couple weeks. So definitely get ready for that. Let's see what else. Vaccine-wise, I mean, I saw yesterday, they're going to have enough vaccines for every adult by the end of May.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
That's exciting. I like that.
Do it like a drive-thru. Just throw vaccines at him. You get a vaccine. Mm-hmm. You get a vaccine.
You should do it. You know, axe throwing is very popular now where people throw it at the mm-hmm. target. Yeah. So they'll just have the, you know, all the health professionals can just throw that dart. It's like a dart.
It's
just,
a dart game.
Yeah. They deserve to have fun with this. So it should become like darts. I like that. One trend that has happened, I'm not sure if this is as much as fun as people missing their coworkers, but way more dudes are into makeup now. Because we all have to be on the Zoom and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. I can definitely see that.
Yeah. So it's making men. What was that? What was your thing you had the other day, Antoine? Oh, the Dude Wiper 2000 or whatever?
Dude Wiper 1000.
Oh,
1000.
They haven't come out with the 2000 yet. I'm super excited, though.
Yeah. That's the other thing is all these, every time they try to market a product to men that maybe was a product for women or just was a gender neutral product in the past, but they want to make it sound tough for men. It's the Dude Wiper. Like when I told you, they tried to, I saw Man Dip at the grocery store.
Yeah. I'm thinking, it's like Man Dip.
Yeah, Man Dip. So
man doesn't want Man Dip.
No one.
It doesn't sound good, like tasty.
You got to differentiate because what's going to happen when the men are using more makeup, at no time it's going to take for the women to come over and start borrowing our makeup.
Well, I can tell you what, Antoine, they're not going to borrow this. This was a Saturday Night Live skit that got cut a couple weeks ago for man stain.
You're a man and you've got skin, lots of it. Make it work for you with a new line of revolutionary skin ammo from Manstain.
Okay, I'm sorry, what is Manstain?
It levels up your mug for peak appearance performance.
So it's makeup.
Nah, dude, makeup's for girls. Manstain's just for the guys. Annihilate redness, vanquish fine lines, and block impurities with Manstain Double IPA Tinted Dude Fluid. Yep. Manstain Mascara for maximum alertness. And Meat Lover's Guy Shadow Eye Dirt Pizza Compact.
Meat Lover's Guy Shadow.
Double IPA?
Yep, love it.
Okay.
Dude, you splatter Manstain all over your face. Yes.
That's called marketing.
It
that
is.
Was really good marketing right there.
Definitely.
Have y'all applied any makeup during Zooms? Because you've been on a lot of Zoom meetings and stuff like that. So.
I have not have on you? Zooms. I find that most people, I almost feel like it's their goal. I look at other people's Zooms. I mean, I at least try. I feel like I try to frame up the picture so it looks halfway mm-hmm. decent, to make sure the backdrop isn't ridiculous or there's a lamp right behind me so the shadow is weird. I think other people, at least people we work with, their goal is to make it look as weird as possible. I mean, you only see half their face and 27 feet of nothingness, empty space, too much headroom, terrible lighting. Like, who?
Are you going on my Zoom? Are you taking a dig
yours,
at my Zoom?
No, actually, yours is, because yours is not good. Because Monica's a big fan of I refuse to be in the center of the frame,
that's
no matter what.
True.
You can go watch any of our videos on YouTube. Monica refuses to be in the center
which
of the frame.
I don't understand.
If I'm going to center it today.
No, you won't. We had this conversation before offline. Right. I want Jared to come down like right before we Zoom and move yourself over because it makes no sense for you not to be in the middle. It makes zero sense.
She thinks she's like a food plating picture on Instagram. I'm stylish. I want to be off center just a teeny tiny bit. Yeah. Meanwhile, I had them buy me a Logitech HD cam so I could look good.
So you can look nice on yours.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody cares.
Exactly. Mm. I'm getting me some man stain and I'm going to rub it all over my face.
It's time.
Fat Chance! Hello!
It is time for Fat Chance. Fat Chance is a game where we find out how much faith Zach and Monica have in themselves.
Yes, and are we confident in each other's abilities? Monica, I was confident until 1 second ago as I proclaimed, Fat Chance! And I put my arm in the air, and we have video cameras on, and when I did that, I saw some of my armpit hair, and I was like, ah, gross.
I actually saw that earlier this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When you put your arms in there, I was like, all right. I was like, does he have sleeves?
Is
he wearing a cutoff?
Oh, no. It's you have to understand that it's hard living as a man that's just so friggin' buff as I am. I mean,
that's
just,
what it is?
Oh.
It's, you know, when the gun show is on, you're just...
I was just thinking the testosterone for, like, the arm hair, but yeah, well, buff too. You are pretty strong.
You know, I've been using Man Dip Man Stain and the Man Wiper 1000.
That's
so I'm just,
it.
I'm full of man, baby. Woo.
All right, so Fat Chance is a game where I give Zach and Monica a category, and they have to wager how many items they can name within that category in 15 seconds. If
That's
they
right.
feel they can do more than their opponent, they raise the stakes. If not, they say Fat Chance or their opponent has to go.
Right, and sometimes it's not about your abilities, it's what you think is a lack of abilities on the other person's side. And then in round two, it's kind of a mystery what the category is. So what's your vibe? How you feeling?
And so, Zach, what are we playing for today?
Oh, yes. We are playing for stuff. So if you would like to, you know, you got the free ticket to the gun show, but as you can also see, disgustingly pale. So if you would like to look good for the spring and the summer, we have a $20 gift card.
You're really checking yourself
in
the Zoom.
I'm trying to get in your head. I'm like, hello. $20 gift card to Suntan City. So if you're interested in this, and, you know, they do all the tanning bed list options and things as well. So Suntan City, $20 gift card. Just text in to 52353. Who do you think will win this game? Will it be me? Will it be Monica, who is almost kind of, sort of, in the middle of her frame right now? But
yeah,
not really.
See?
You're still
see?
Off.
I think.
Even when she says she's going to do it, her rebellious sigh will not let her commit to
right,
it.
Right, because Monica, just to give you an idea, the way her camera is, it's perfectly framed where there is a line right in the middle of the screen because she's got a room behind her, so it's the doorway. So it is a line, which you refuse to be on. No, so you're the other way. You're moving the wrong way. You're moving away from the line. Like she will be just off the line, just a little bit.
All right, so while you guys dance back and forth, we're going to go ahead and get the game started. Zach, you can bid first in this first category, which is...
One.
Condiments.
Condiments.
How many condiments can you name within 15 seconds?
Oh, I mean nine.
Nine?
Yeah, I think so.
That's a high bar right there. Monica, can you do 10 condiments?
Ew.
Or do you want a Fat Chance, Zach, and nine?
I'll go 10.
Okay.
All right, Zach, can you do 11?
Yeah, I feel like I can, but I want to hear what Monica has to offer. So I want to hear your 10 wonderful condiments. And even if you get 10, I think it's worth it. So, Fat Chance.
Oh, let's see.
All right, so Monica, in 15 seconds, I need 10 condiments.
And go!
Okay, honey mustard, barbecue, honey, ketchup, mustard, relish, Polynesian sauce, barbecue sauce, I said that, ranch, blue cheese condiment, right? Let's see. You got the squirt of a juice.
Oh, the squirt of juice.
The squirt of juice.
People like a little extra tang.
Mm, just
a little squirt. Yeah.
I believe that's called man tang. Remember, if we're branding all of our things as man stuff.
Yes.
So.
All right. I did not count blue cheese.
Okay.
As a condiment.
Okay.
I did not.
It is a salad dressing.
Yeah, it's
you know,
a dressing,
it
but
is,
not a
but
condiment.
It's going to be a condiment, you know.
It's not a condiment. Let's come on. You're being a little loosey goosey with it.
Yeah.
You need a 10. You got 8.
Oh!
You got it.
That means you're wrong. Oh, man.
Zach, would you have been able to do your 9?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. My refrigerator is one of those ones
where...
You have
all the condiments.
I have all the condiments. I do, because I can't resist. Yeah. You know, I go in and I think, I need piri-piri sauce. Let me try this. Yes.
Well, if I go to my fridge, I'm like, I don't have the condiment. I will go to Zach's house and just have it in his fridge.
You might as well.
And I'll just walk in your house and just take the condiment out.
It's happened.
I will say, Mike, I wanted to give you a bonus point because you didn't say mayonnaise, and that actually means more to me than what you did say. The fact that you didn't say mayonnaise makes me happy.
Interesting. No mayonnaise, though. She cut it right out of there. Yeah. Okay, close, but no cigar. So
all
we
right.
move on to round two.
Round two. I'm not going to tell you the specific category. I'm just going to give you a hint. And Monica, you get to bid first. How many items can you name in 15 seconds that has to deal with deal the cards? Deal the cards.
Deal the cards.
A lot of ways this could go.
I know. I don't like hearing cards, period, because people get mad when they play cards with me.
Because you're bad at it.
Any kind of cards.
Yeah, I'm about to say it's your fault, though.
Any kind.
Fault.
I know, but still, fault. I hear cards and I just think, oh, gosh.
You have PTSD.
And it's not that you're bad at it.
I really do.
No, she is.
Well, it's more, though, that she's not fun to play with. Even some people
I'm not
are,
good at it.
Some people are bad at cards, but you like them. Mm-hmm. You want a couple people that are bad at cards, but are enjoyable.
Yes, but
it's a serious game.
But Monica likes to play the games that you have to be good at. It's not fun to play bad people. She's not playing old mate.
Yeah, I find the way to describe her is she's difficult at cards. That's what it is. Okay,
all right, so Monica.
Okay. So I'm gonna start with 2.
Two.
Okay, low bar.
I know.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be like card games or casino games or something like that.
Casino games.
I feel like this. I can do 6 of anything.
Whatever it is. Mm-hmm. All right, Monica, can you do 7 items within the category of dealing
do
the
I
cards?
Want to deal the cards. Okay, just go ahead, Zach.
Okay.
Go ahead and fat chance.
Are you sure?
Do I want to take that? Do I want to?
We don't know.
Go
We're
ahead, Zach.
You.
I'll give you a chance to take it back one last time. I'm just saying.
Chewing on my Starbucks stick.
They didn't pay for that. Just call it a coffee place stick. All right? Take that back.
Oh, yeah, it's a little stick.
I just want somebody to bid in this game.
All right, go ahead, Zach.
All right, fine. Give me the 6.
All right.
I will trounce you right now.
In 15 seconds, I need you to name 6 card games.
See?
Very easy.
Yep.
6 card games.
Okay, here we go. 5 card stud, 7 card stud, blackjack, pie gal, go fish. You've got old maid, you've got war, pinochle, spades, euchre. Let's see. I mean, I could just keep going here just to rub it in the entire time. Euchre is a game, by the way.
I'm a little disappointed that you stopped.
Hmm. I got
like, that's very disappointing.
Well, the problem was I started to just rub it in on Monica, and I got distracted, and I started to forget.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did, okay. But I got enough.
You got 10.
I know it.
Yeah. You got 10.
Okay. Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, see, I told you.
It was Monica. You could have done that one. You could have done that one, Monica.
Yeah.
Think of all the card games that we don't allow you to play with us.
Mm-hmm.
I know. All of them.
Think about all the card games where we're like, hey, Monica. Can you go get us a drink or something
That's,
while we're
you know
playing?
What?
Did you order DoorDash?
Even called it.
That has happened.
Instead of saying card games, to be like, card games Monica's not allowed to play. Because it's the same. That, same answer.
Same number.
It is.
Same number.
The same number.
Congratulations, Zach.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top 3, number 3.
Before we get into the lavish life of hanging out with a billionaire, let me tell you what's on sale this month so you can pinch all your pennies and maybe someday you'll become
I like
a
good
billion.
Sale.
Yeah, and I like when they do this sometimes where as we get into a new month, they say, okay, here's the things that are on sale this month. Like these are the things that are worth buying because they go on sale. TVs actually go on sale this month.
Always on sale.
But I know it feels like TVs are on sale all the time, always. But this is one where Super Bowl is now over. It's a month later, and the new models are about to come out. It's the time of year where they release new models. So this is the second best month of the year to buy a television. November's the best one.
Okay.
This is number two. So if you want one, you can do that. Jewelry is on sale a lot this month because it was the Valentine's Day last month.
So if you've been craving that anklet, go ahead and get it now.
Right. Or if you're a guy, you didn't get your woman squat last month and now she's still mad at you. Well, now it's on sale, so you can be frugal. We have winter sports gear. So, you know, Monica, if you wanted to get...
I need my skis.
Well, yeah, so I was thinking, or did you want to get a new snowboard this year? I know you're an avid snowboarder.
It's time for it.
Heavy coats also discounted. This is the time of year, though, where even though things like that are a good deal, I refuse. I don't want to. I will not give winter the satisfaction of thinking it exists at all. I want to buy short sleeve shirts. I want to act like it's 70. Forget it.
That's a shame.
Yeah, well, whatever. Frozen food. Here's one that you may not necessarily think of, but I guess March is National Frozen Food Month.
Okay.
So a lot of grocery stores do sales because of that. So if you want to stock up on anything you can, mattresses is one. And Monica and I, working with Sleep Number, know that there's like a big spring sale every year. So that's about to happen. And grills. If you want a grill, now is this is your last chance to get a grill at a good deal before they jack the prices for the summer when everybody wants one. So go ahead and get it. And they don't drop back down till like July or August. So go ahead and do that. All right. Now let's do lavish billionaire things.
Number two.
I mean, Monica, would you like to go on an all-expense-paid vacation with a billionaire?
I mean, that sounds nice.
He says he'll pay for everything. And he's going to do this for 8 random people. So it'll be you, bunch of other random people, and this Japanese billionaire, Yusaku Maezawa. And where would you think? Okay, so a billionaire. We're going on vacation. Where do you think you're going?
Ooh, I would like to go to Hawaii.
Okay, well, you're not going to Hawaii. Like I'm sorry.
No, I'm not going to Hawaii.
Nope. Antoine, do you have any ideas where I think the billionaire is going to take you on vacation?
Pierre, North Dakota? South Dakota? Yeah. One of those?
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
One of those. Nope, I'm sorry. The correct answer is the moon. Who's ready to go to the moon?
I would go to the moon.
Well, you can apply to go to the moon.
Will there be like actual astronauts?
I thought you were going to say, will there be snacks? I don't know.
That's important too.
So this guy actually back in 2018 bought the rights to SpaceX's first passenger trip to the moon. So he owns that trip to the moon. It's estimated he paid around $250 million. That flight is scheduled for 2023, and he says it'll take 3 days to get to the moon. They loop behind it, and then 3 days. So you don't stop at the moon. You just you drive by the moon, and you wave at the moon. And he says, I will pay for the entire journey. I hope that together we can make it a fun trip.
Yeah, Monica's not doing it. I will take her spot.
All right.
Yeah.
So
you
just need to go to dearmoon.earth, and you need to apply by March 14th, and he's going to pick people. So a week
Dear
from Sunday.
Moon dot
but what if you're on, you know, you're just stuck with some random people that just get on your nerves?
Well, you will be because you're going to be stuck with 8 random
people. Stuck.
God, you're crazy.
That's okay.
Man, you know what? I'm going to fill out an application because I don't want to go. And they're going to pick me. That's what's going to happen. They're going to pick me. Actually, you know what's going to happen is I want to go. They're going to pick me. I'm going to get to go to the moon. And then our boss is going to be like, well, we have the secret sound that day. You can't really miss work. We have a Zoom meeting. Can you do it from the moon? No, I will not Zoom meet from the moon. They'll make me stay here.
I mean, you could.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, probably. Yeah, so I'll have to give it up at the last minute because I have to do some sort of remote from a mobile phone store or something.
Okay.
You know, it'll be me at a Hardee's hanging out. Sorry, can't go to the moon. Never mind.
Number one.
Speaking of space, this is, man, it's bizarre kind of where we're going. I mean, they're talking about sending random people to orbit the moon. That's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, it's going to happen. Here's another thing that's going to happen. They say that within the next few years, they're going to start beginning construction on the world's first space hotel.
Yeah, I saw that.
Weird.
I know.
So weird to even say that.
Yeah. So it'll be a low Earth orbit. So kind of like the space station is.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it'll just be a hotel. And then there's going to be like private villas and stuff up there. And I think, you know, NASA would have research facilities, but other people could just buy, like, it's my condo. Where's your condo? Space. And there's going to be restaurants, movie theater, gym, spa.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's a real hotel.
Yeah. I think of how weird it is. I mean, do you have to be an astronaut to be one of the people who builds this thing? Or can some guy who works construction in Lynchburg just apply because he can build
it? I think
stuff?
So. If you're good at what you do, they send you up there.
How do you get up there?
That was Armageddon, wasn't it?
I guess.
Wasn't
that,
no, true. That's like saying... That's like saying you're good at driving to the grocery store so you can be a NASCAR driver. It's also not true. Really how it works.
If right. You're that good.
And nice of Monica to compare it to the apocalypse. Like,
oh, I shouldn't have. That's terrible. Just sorry about that.
Yeah, but it's so interesting. Here's the most fun part is because they'll have similar gravity to what's found on the surface of the moon. So it's not zero gravity, but it's less gravity. So this low gravity, you'll feel lighter. So if you weighed 140 pounds, you would only feel like you weighed about 23 pounds. Yeah.
Like bring it, doctor scale. That scale of the doctor's office. Come on.
Oh, man, that'd be so much fun to go up there. I bring it. Yeah, because the doctor, it's always ripping. You know what? That doctor scale, you go up there, it's still going to say 140. Actually, it's going to say 150. That's what's going to happen.
It's going to add weight.
Uh-huh. It's going to add weight, that stupid thing. But, man, if they got a gym up there, I am so dunking a basketball. Shoot, even Monica, I think, could dunk a basketball.
Everybody's dunking.
If nothing else, I could grab Monica and throw her at the hoop, and then she can dunk the basketball. I love it.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. So today's scam is on John. John's a little bit older, but his daughter wants to scam him for his birthday. He's a manager at a car dealership. So I'm calling because I want a car for free because I'm famous and stuff. It's the birthday scam, the influencer with no influence on the K92 Morning Thang.
Nato, this is John.
Hey! Like, what's up?
Excuse me?
How's it going? You good?
Yes. Who is this?
Oh, sorry, man. I thought you recognized my voice. It's Pew Pew Boy.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's Pew Pew Boy.
I'm sorry. Pew Pew. Mm-hmm. Pew Pew, that's your name? That's a name?
Well, my real name is Douglas, but everybody on Instagram and YouTube, they know me as Pew Pew Boy. That's my handle. I'm an influencer.
Okay, I guess.
So I'm not exactly sure how this works, because normally I would have my manager call you, but I'm like between managers right now.
So what can I help you with then, Mr. Pew Pew?
I'd like to collab with you guys on a couple cars.
Collab? I'm sorry. What do you mean?
I wanted to see if you guys do collaborations with social media influencers like me.
You're a social media influencer.
Right. Pew Pew Boy. I'm assuming you've heard of me.
I'm sorry. No.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
I'm sorry. I guess I'm just not sure why you're calling.
Okay. So let me break it down. I'm a social media influencer, you know, like Kim Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, and my Insta followers are just dying to know what I think of stuff and what products I recommend.
Yeah, I've heard of those people. I can't say I know exactly what they do, but I know of them.
Cool, 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 cool. So you sell cars, right?
We do sell cars.
Great. And they're nice cars, right?
Yes, they're very nice.
Awesome. So the way this usually works is a company will give me their product, and I'll post pictures of me using the product, and then I'll tell my fans how great it is, and then you sell more of that product.
And the product in this case is a car.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to give you a car?
Yes. I mean, that's the way it usually works. I've collabed with several companies recently, and they have all seen their sales increase.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of products?
Recently teamed up with Flippo. You heard of them?
I don't even know what a Flippo is.
Japanese spatula company. They sent me several of their spatulas. I posted a picture of myself using a spatula, and I'm sure eventually at some point, huge sales increase in a day or two or three, four, team.
Look, I'm going to hang up now, but I wish you luck with your
spatula. No. Wait. It's not just about the spatula. See, that's a deal, is you have a luxury product, and I'm trying to become a bigger name in the social media world, and I'm giving you the chance to get in on the ground floor. So you give me one of your cars, and then you can ride my coattails to success.
I like the floor I'm at right now, Mr. Pew Pew. I mean, how many people are actually following you on the internet?
Ah, okay. I now have over 450 followers.
You have 450 followers on Instagram?
Well, no, that's adding up Instagram and YouTube together.
Okay. Look, I know nothing about this social stuff, but even I know that's not a lot of people.
Okay. All right. Fine. Here's the deal. How about you just give me a lease on a car for a year?
Not going to happen.
You have a car for the weekend?
Nope.
Like an hour?
Listen.
What if I just come down there and take some pictures near the car and maybe drive it around the parking lot twice?
Okay, look, I'm hanging up now. Good luck with all your fans.
Okay, you know what? Fine, be that way. Just know that when Pew Pew Boy does his pew, 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 my fans will never come to your business again.
What, all 27 of them? I think I'll be fine.
I think you'll be fine, too. Hey, by the way, you're on a birthday scam right now. It's Zach from K92. Hi. Hi, John.
Oh, wow.
Pew,
okay.
Pew, 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 pew.
You are crazy.
K92.
Birthday scam.
It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
We don't agree on much in this world, but we can all come together to agree that children do not deserve the truth ever. Ever, ever, ever.
They're okay.
I'm on the side of the child.
I
speak for the people.
You would be. Monica Brooks enters the confessional booth this week. She is a wife. She is a mother. She is a queen. And she is a liar also, maybe. But that's okay.
Well, again, it's kind of harsh. It's a little, with the kids, they're kids. They'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
And I know one of them is moving around right now. I can hear her upstairs.
Uh-oh. Do you want them to hear this or not? Is this?
Hang on. Oh, no. She'll be all right. Because, okay, over the weekend, I said, all right, for a nice little treat, we'll get ice cream from Blue Cow. Blue Cow, delicious.
Oh, yes. And get your, homemade ice cream, fancy ice cream. That's pinkies up.
The Oreo ice cream. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So good. Okay, so they had their treat. Well, they still had some ice cream. They had some ice cream left over. And I said, well, we'll put this in the freezer. We'll have it later on. And, the next day, I decided it's a cheat day for mommy. So mommy will have this ice cream. It wasn't a lot left.
I see. Not only was it a cheat day for mommy, it was a lion cheat day where you said, you know what? I need ice cream.
Yes.
And while this is not, I guess, technically mine because it belonged to somebody else, I'm going to eat this ice cream.
Yeah, because they were going to look forward to having it this week sometime.
I guess.
Well, since they haven't mentioned it, I haven't said anything about it.
But that ice cream did technically belong to them, right? Like, that was their leftovers,
but mommy
correct?
But paid for it.
Exactly. Antoine, I have this discussion in my house all the time. And before you start wagging your finger at me, let me explain to you
something. Oh, he's wagging a finger?
Very simple. And I'm wagging mine back because I will say to you what I say to my children all the time. I own everything in this house. You own nothing, just so we're clear.
Zach, this finger wag is not towards you, sir.
Oh, okay,
it is not towards you. It's towards Mrs. Hypocrite over here, Monica Brooks.
All right, wag away.
Because
if
I'm not mistaken, anytime we bring up, house stuff and rules of the house, and we bring up Trigger's house, Trigger being your mom, always say mama's house. So I get all of these kind of privileges.
That's a different situation.
Because it's my mom's house. You don't even live in that house anymore.
That's my house.
And you're still claiming privileges and rights. Your kids still reside in that house. They are still upstairs in their bedroom.
They haven't moved out yet. They got to move out. They got to grow up and move out.
So you move out and you get rights?
Yep. And now you own everything?
And now you own a house?
Yep. Okay. Then it changes over a little bit.
Before we continue, I need to just... this
please
is,
do.
You know what?
Hang on.
Please do.
Antoine, damn it.
This is me turning on Monica. That is the sound of me turning on Monica. I have turned on you. I have now turned on you.
Yes, because...
bring Trigger into it. Yeah.
Monica,
Monica,
you have justified your actions of stealing food before other people can eat food at your mother's house.
I'm her daughter.
Because it's my mama's house.
Right, and so it's mine because it's my mama's house.
Exactly.
I'm the daughter. Yeah. It belongs to me. So, Monica, let me just check in because I don't see you that often, so who knows? Do you have a daughter?
I do.
You do?
You do have a daughter.
Yes.
Hmm.
Uh-huh.
So.
She's roaming about upstairs, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ava!
Oh, we're yelling at her right now. I mean, I guess it would. I must ask then, because if she were to say, this is my mama's house, therefore this all belongs to me.
The rules would apply, correct?
Do those rules not apply?
See, I remember stuff. I listen to you guys when you talk. I take it in because I care. So
stop
now
listening to
I need to share.
I appreciate that he learns because I don't.
You have to do what Zach does. You have to not, like, listen to me.
Antoine is he's the official court stenographer of the K92 Morning Thing. He pulls up that piece of paper. He's like, hang on, let me check my note. No, in fact, on this day, you did in fact say that all of this belonged to you. Oh, yes. See, at least I'm consistent in my statements of what I own and don't own.
You are, Zach.
Aha! Freaky animated dead people and a Franklin County crocodile.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
I always appreciate Antoine. Monica so casually says things like, you guys have heard of the Franklin County alligator, right?
I would like for Monica just to assume that we've never heard of anything she shares because she sees everything.
I know. She sees everything. I see nothing. And she always says, you saw the Franklin County alligator, right?
Y'all heard about it, right?
No. What is going on?
I did not see it. Okay, so first we'll get, you know, the sad news is that there was a terrible fire in Franklin County. And a family of five, they lost their home and some of their pets. Well, they survived the fire, luckily, you know. And so they're staying somewhere. But they also, the alligator survived. They had an alligator. And so that's why it's like the Franklin County alligator. Have y'all not heard about it?
Mm-mm.
And they said that, of course, the wildlife, Virginia Department of Wildlife, they took the alligator to run some tests and found it a new home. But the guy that owned it said that he was at a gas station in Southwest Roanoke, and a guy approached him and said, would you like an alligator? He said, sure. And you know what? That's happened to me, not with an alligator, but with a dog.
Okay.
And so...
Why,
so,
everything's always happened to Monica. She's like, oh, yeah, that happened to me, too. Guy tried to sell me an alligator. Was that Jerome? Did he try to sell me an alligator?
That was Jamal, the hair cutter. So he was at a gas station somewhere in Southwest, and he said that he was approached by a guy that said, I have an alligator. Do you want it? He was like, okay.
You know,
so
I have...
That's how it happened.
My questions are twofold on that one. Of one... Who just has an alligator and decides to walk up to other people and say, hey, would you like to buy an alligator? And
then it happened.
The other side of this question is, what is it about this guy that said, offer him an alligator? Like he's
an
alligator.
He looked like he could take care of it.
He looks like an alligator.
Looks like he got space and
swamps. Pickup truck. Yeah, so, you know, hey, hopefully everything's going well for you, Mr. Wright, Shannon Wright.
Okay.
And I understand because I was at a store years ago. We had a dog named Lacey.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was a guy that that owned the dog. And my mom was like, oh, that's a cute dog. He said, you want it? Where I go, I take no dog. And she said, okay.
They go to season 5 of Game of Thrones. And
yeah, he said, never change her name. Her name, Lacey. And that was it.
Okay.
And we kept the dog. Yeah.
I mean, this coming from a household that bought a bird at a yard sale. So I feel
that's Petey. Petey,
you know, you gotta get the bird where you can get the bird.
Okay. Yeah, that is not on my list of pets, I can tell you that. So hopefully everything is okay with all of them. All right, this is freaky. MyHeritage is doing this, which is one of those DNA family tree type places.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have a new feature called Deep Nostalgia. And you can upload pictures, and it animates the picture. So basically what they're saying is you got a picture of your dead grandpa, you know, from back during the war.
Yeah.
You can upload the picture, and they'll animate it, and it's creepy. It's creepy the way they move. I have taken my headshot from my Facebook page and put it up there. Antoine, do you want to see me moving around? All right, come on over. Come here right now. Mm. He's going to walk over. Because it's just my face doesn't move, but my eyes do.
My mouth is just
kind of
creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he doesn't like it.
Well, it's because I have this smile on my face.
Yeah, it's a smile, and then the eye blink that you do is kind of a slow blink. Yeah.
The smile doesn't move at all. So it's just the same, but my eyes move around and blink, and my whole head moves. And it freaked me out.
Yeah, no, that's creepy. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess if you want to be terrified by your own grandmother, you can go ahead and do that. It's so weird.
What's the website? How do I get there?
It's myheritage.com is the website. But if you want to get into the direct, then it's /deep-nostalgia. So deep nostalgia, if you want to check it out. And you can just upload any picture you want and look at it. But whoa, you know, I'm gonna upload pictures of y'all now so I can see the
All right.
Monica, this animated dead people website has
what
it is very unfortunate what it has done to your face.
So you uploaded a picture of us?
I uploaded the group photo of the three of us, and we did that photo shoot a while back, and so it takes each face and then animates them, and I don't know what it did to your eyeball, but it is is not right. I'm gonna have to send you this video. I'm showing it to Antoine.
Okay, what's wrong with it? What is it, floating?
No. What? It gave you one of those cloudy eyes. You know where someone
looks like a dog with glaucoma?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's unfortunate. I don't care for that.
It's like cyborg apocalypse version of Monica. Like, yeah. She's in Mad Max.
It's like you're part robot or something.
Oh, my God. I got to send it to you. It's like, Antoine, you look fine. I look at your face. You're good to go.
But Monica is entertainment.
Yeah. It looks like somebody accidentally spilled acid in your eye, and it has just clouded over the whole thing.
And now the rest of your life is vendetta. Like, you're going to get them back for doing that.
Yep. It's fantastic. Yeah. So MyHeritage is trying to freak yourself out this morning. Let's go back in time. Gotta get back in time. Way back Wednesday. Gotta get back in time. To the good old days. At the very least, the old days. Uh-huh. That's really all it is. And we were talking about this the other day. Just kind of, I was calling it the biggest little rule in your house. And, I suppose you could have it in the present, too. But there was that rule, that one rule in your house that was such a big deal. And I couldn't believe the rule. Your mother, Antoine, had the dangle rule. Which
yes.
I'd never even heard of the dangle rule.
Yes, it's the feet dangle rule. Like, if you were laying on a couch, whether you had your socks on, bare feet, or whatever, your feet did not touch the nice couch. If you were laying on the couch and you were taking a nap, then you just had to stop all the blood flow to your feet because they had to dangle off. Because you're walking on the floor or whatever, it's not as clean as it should be all the time, and you are not going to get that dirt on the couch. So there was no feet on the couch ever.
Ever. It was
under
the
no
dangle.
Circumstances.
Because it was when I got my new couch. I was talking about no shoes on the couch or no food. He goes, we weren't even allowed to have our feet. You had to dangle.
At all.
No dangle.
Because some houses have where you can't do it if you have your shoes on. Mm-hmm. But if you take your shoes off, you can put your feet on.
That's the way we were.
Nah.
Or are.
Mm-mm.
A good one.
You couldn't have your school
that.
Clothes on. The things you've been wearing all day outside got dirty in. And you couldn't have your feet on the couch.
Man, I tell you what, my dad's house when I was a kid, there was no greater offense in the world than if you were to leave empty areas of an ice cube tray. If you left little parts of that ice cube tray empty, you were in serious trouble. I think burning down the house was actually a lower offense to my dad.
So if you got two cubes out of a full ice tray, you had to fill up those two empty spaces.
That is
correct.
Or
you'd get in trouble.
Or pay 50 cents. It was 25 cents a cube. If you left a cube empty, you owed 25 cents for each one that was empty if you didn't fill it. I mean, obviously, this was before like people had ice makers and stuff like that. So it was ingrained in me. And so help me God, if my dad went in there and, when people would leave one ice cube and nothing else. Monica, I'm sure you can relate because it's the kind of thing you would probably do.
One ice cube.
Yeah, one. Well, you're not an ice person. Are you still a house without ice?
Yeah, there's no ice. We don't use ice. The only time is if I have like orange juice and I'm like go and just pick up a bag of ice. Yeah.
But you have to get really a bag. It. Like you don't have ice in the freezer. Right now there's no ice.
Yeah, because one time I went to Monica's house to play cards and we needed ice for the drinks. And like it was like an adventure. To try to find out, you know what? I think there's a block of ice. If I go check the downstairs freezer, there's a block of ice I can chisel to get you a cube.
I haven't defrosted that freezer. We'll just chisel it off. I mean, yet another reason why Monica stinks at playing cards. Because you don't even have ice in a beverage.
No ice.
Oh, man. No ice. Yeah. So the biggest little rule, and Monica, it could be your house now because I know you have a lot of rules. Oh, my God. I'm just so
distracted. We have lots of rules,
by Monica's cloud face.
Which I need to see.
Oh,
my mom, though, like there was the rule of no running in and out of the house. And I remember sitting there with my cousin thinking, we go outside. We have to stay outside. So
stay
what do
there.
We want to do? Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So not like running through the doorway.
No running in and out of the door.
If
no.
You went
if you
out,
go outside.
You were out. And if you came in, you were in forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were never to do either of them.
Yes. And you were stuck. So if it was a hot day in July and you went outside and you realized how hot it was, oh, well.
Yep.
You're ready to go drink from the spigot on the side of the house because you're going to be out there for a couple of hours.
Which is what it's like having a drink at Monica's house anyway because there's no ice.
So there you go. It's kind of warm anyway.
We'll just walk to the spring.
It's like warm hose water. Delicious. So you can text in 52353 if you want to share the biggest little rule in your house. Could be now. I mean, I've replaced the ice cube tray because we don't have ice cube trays anymore. Now it's phone chargers. I'm the phone charger police. That is the biggest offense. I'm pretty... children can lie to me as long as they keep their chargers where they're supposed to and they don't pull them out of their devices. Because children don't know how to do it right.
They like to just yank them out.
Oh, they love to
no
yank.
No care.
They damage the cord.
Oh, yeah. Children will yank anything. They don't care. They just love yanking. Very special no-name movie game featuring members of the band AJR.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List. Number 3.
So John Mayer, he joined TikTok.
He did.
And they said that he was immediately targeted by Taylor Swift fans because, you know, back in the day, he dated her and he dumped her and they are still not over it.
Yeah.
So they're still attacking him. So he's like, come on.
Here's my thing with that is, did you see Taylor Swift's all mad at Netflix? That was the story yesterday.
Well, she's not so much mad at Netflix as she is with Jenny and Georgia.
Which is a show on Netflix.
Yeah, with that joke they made. Yeah.
So here's the thing is they made a joke about, you go through more guys than Taylor Swift. Yeah. Which, it's a cheap joke. And, she was mad about it immediately and tweeted, way to be 10 years ago and way to be sexist and all that stuff. So, okay, fine. And I don't disagree with that at all. But this is where she should step in and say, don't act like that toward John Mayer either, because that was 10 years ago.
It's a long time ago.
Right. And you would think that they're all in a better place now and they were just younger and it was what it was. Because he was never, he was at least not to the public. He never really said anything mean about her or anything.
Not
like
that, I can remember.
Right. Mm-mm. So if you want it the one way, you got to take it the both ways. You can't sit there and ride and be like, don't you say anything about me. You're sexist. You're terrible. It's a cheap joke, whatever. But if you're going to let your fans attack somebody else for pretty much the same reason, you should step in and say, this is not right what you're doing either. I don't know, that was just the way I thought about the whole thing.
Yeah, they got to chill out.
Yeah. Chill out!
Number 2.
They never chill out. The Swifties.
You know what? Alec Baldwin, he'll tell you to chill out. He'll tell you something else.
He's another one.
Mm-hmm, because he's on baby number 6. And you know that his wife, Hilaria, she gave birth back in September to a baby. Well, now he has a surrogate that's, about to have a baby. So people came after him.
Well, it's not even so much that, because that story was confusing us ourselves, because she had a baby 6 months ago.
6 months ago.
And then all of a sudden, she posts another picture on Instagram where there's another baby in
there.
Another
baby, yep.
And she just says number 6 or whatever it is. And then, so when people started saying, wait, the math doesn't add up here. Where did this child come from? Alec Baldwin says, shut up. What are you asking for?
Well, yeah, he said more than shut up.
Well,
but he said also, just say congratulations. And just move on.
That's an option. That's definitely an option. I like Alec Baldwin, so I support that.
Yeah.
That's an option.
I would just say, given the timeline and how it's confusing, just what's wrong with saying we had a child via surrogate or
but
we
you
adopted
know what?
A child?
It's his life.
It is his
life. He doesn't
life.
Have to.
But she didn't have to post it either. So if we didn't.
But she can post whatever. And
right.
Yeah.
And we're allowed to ask
and
questions.
And I think it's more so not the questions that were asked. It's how the questions were asked and how the assumptions were made, like him having another lover or anything like
Who's
that.
The mother?
Like that being thrown out there versus, oh, wow, the baby's awfully close together. Like it was more so an attack on his family, he felt like.
He feels like everything is an attack on him and his family. There is no doubt about that. Every
Just
single
say
thing.
Say congratulations. Right, keep it moving, folks.
Congratulations. There we go.
Number 1.
Okay, so I was talking about Eddie Murphy's daughter being an actress. At first, I thought that she was just kind of thrown into, the movie Coming to America just because her dad is Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently she's always wanted to be an actress.
And he said, no,
he
you
said,
can't
no.
be.
Yeah, I wanted to do acting since I was in third grade. So I was always asking, can I be in this one? But we have a rule in our house. We're not allowed to work in this industry until we're 18.
That's a good rule. Finish school and 18.
So now she is, and she's in the movie.
Yeah.
And Antoine and I are terrified about this
I
weekend.
Am terrified about the movie, but I love that rule that he has because it's so easy for the kids to be like, oh, I just want to do whatever my mom or my dad's doing. And they don't build that life. So Eddie's saying, no, you got to wait until you're at least 18 because maybe you don't want to do this.
Right.
I'm going to wait until you're old enough to actually decide.
Well, because it's a wild life to be in, so you basically thrust them into being a child star. I saw there was a big interview with Jeanette McCurdy was on iCarly back in the day and Sam and Cat, and she's quit acting. And she said, my mother made me. I didn't want to. I didn't want to act when I was 6 and 7 and 10 years old, and I didn't really even like those shows, and I thought, I'm kind of embarrassed by it, but I had no choice. I got thrown in there. So, there is something to say for the other side.
And Eddie has 10 kids.
He does.
So it's if I put you in there. I got 9 other kids I got to throw in this movie at the same time.
Right.
So nobody can do it. T18.
I ain't doing daddy daycare
one
too.
At a time.
I got to put them all in there. Forget about it. Exactly. You figure it out on your own. That way I don't have to deal with it.
Have you ever had a secret
You couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Text your secrets to 52353. People are also texting. We were talking about the biggest little rule in your house. Because Antoine was, it was a dangle house.
I had to dangle the feet off the couch.
Feet always had to dangle. And I guess for Monica, that wouldn't have been as challenging because as a shorter person, her feet would tend to dangle.
She was already dangling anyway.
It's such a cheap joke. It's so stupid. You know what?
It's okay.
I'm going to purgatory for that one. Do better, Zach Jackson. 52353, his best friend's house had the multiple pees in the toilet before flushing in order to conserve water.
I've heard that myth, that urban legend. I didn't know it actually existed.
Oh, though. It does. And it gives a tang to the whole bathroom. And that's just not
that's a smell. Mm-hmm. Especially for boys that are drinking like Mountain Dews and stuff nonstop.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, exactly. This one, I love, it's a rule and a lie all rolled into one. The radio in the car wasn't allowed to play unless it was Christian music because anything else would mess up the motor in the vehicle.
That car was powered by Jesus himself.
Yep. I like that, though.
Baby, we is on our way to church. This is for the Lord.
The Lord's Volvo, and that's all it is. Texting into 52353, some secrets. My family thinks I have a two-day work trip next month, but I'm just going on my own and by myself. I need a break.
Sometimes that works. That you need that. You need that little mini vacation.
You know what's interesting that text, though, is because I don't know. If it came from a woman, we would say, absolutely. She needs a break, and the family is wearing out. But if it came from a guy, we would set him on fire.
That's what we would do. I like Monica's breath of exhaustion. as soon as Monica knew where you were taking that, she was like,
But that would be our instinct. Even I would think that. I'd say the same thing. I'm like, what does this guy think he's doing? Run it away. But then the other guy, she really just needs her moment. I like this one where this guy likes to mess with people. My secret is to wink at random people and then pretend I didn't do nothing.
Now that's a funny
just
one.
Give a wink.
Yep.
Because then
I'm not a good winker.
What? You're not?
No.
See, now I wish you were here in person so I could see you wink. But it'd be one of those where you're like, am I seeing things? That person didn't wink. There's no way. I'm in the middle of Kroger.
Like, why are
they
winking?
Wink? And now I'm thinking about it. The rest. Babe, I was out at Kroger today and somebody winked at me, I think.
Well, Antoine, if you want to know why Monica's not a good winker, it's because she has that weird cloudy eye. Like the video.
That's a scary video.
I know. I sent it to Monica.
It's terrifying.
It's so freakish. We were doing the MyHeritage where they animate your face on a photo, so you can look at dead people. And it's weird for everyone. But it did this Terminator cloud eye thing to Monica where it's I feel bad. You can still see out of that eye, right? You're good?
Yeah, I think so, but it makes me want to rub my eye.
I know. But then you're afraid, like, what if you have bleach on your eye because you've been cleaning everything because of the coronavirus?
That's
and then
true.
You do have bleach eye. Who's our friend and her
Roxy.
Okay. Roxy has a secret apartment, apparently. Hi, Roxy.
Good morning.
What are you doing? What's going on?
I kind of have a secret apartment. And it's secret from the guy that I'm dating. So,
okay.
Yeah. He actually thinks, I'm really close to my mom. Like, we have a great relationship. So I'm like at her house all the time. And I do sleep over there sometimes. So he thinks that I still live with my mom.
Okay.
But actually, I have an apartment.
Actually, you have a home, like
you have a home.
Right, like any normal person.
I have my own home.
Right.
Yes.
It's like, I have a secret. I live somewhere. No! Oh, my God. Okay, but
well,
he thinks...
from him.
Okay. So. Why, though?
Well, he's a nice guy, and we're having a good time. I mean, we've only been dating, 4 months, but I'm just not getting that, serious vibe. I mean, he's a great guy. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
Like I said, we're having a lot of fun together, but I don't know. Like, sometimes, you just feel like you need your own space. And I feel like if he knew that I lived alone in an apartment, like, he might be showing up all the time and wanting to hang out when
he'd
I don't
want
to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm just like,
he want to leave his toothbrush.
I'm okay with him thinking I live with my mom. Like,
so that way you think, well, we got to take things real slow because you know me, loser, still live with my mother.
And then if things get serious, you can be like, hey, babe, I got an apartment this weekend and it's already furnished. Okay. You want to come see it? Now,
right?
Antoine, I'm no relationship expert here, but I feel like if you're 4 months into a relationship and you don't want them to know that you actually have a home,
but
red flag?
But COVID relationships are different.
That's true.
This is a pandemic relationship, so everything's a little more.
Right, because you don't need him coming over at all germy.
Exactly. Where has he been? Oh, really?
That's what you're going to tell him?
Totally. It's so bizarre. That I totally thought where this was going to go was I have a secret apartment because my family drives me crazy. So I got a friend who's got some rental properties, and I just go and I sit over there to get away from everybody. No.
What? Not a bad idea. Either.
I mean, not a bad idea, but that's not my situation. I just like my space, you know, and I want it to be my space. And like you said, with germs and stuff, I cannot afford the risk of getting sick or wanting to stay over.
But I mean, you've made out with this guy, right?
Well, I mean, I have, but, you know, I don't know. It's different somebody being in your space, like in your living space, I feel like.
As opposed to your mouth. Okay. It is totally different.
Exactly.
You do you.
You understand, right? Yeah.
I guess. You know, I understand. It would seem to me like if at this point in the relationship you didn't want him to know where you live, then maybe there was a...
Possibly.
But you're just having fun.
What, like a light red flag? Like a pink?
It's a pink flag?
Yeah. No red flags. I mean,
salmon colored?
I'm just having a good time. I'm just having a good time. And that's all I want it to be right now. I cannot handle the stress of anything else that's happening with everything that's happening in
that's
the world.
That's fair.
I cannot.
Okay.
I mean, I just can't handle it. So I just
need
a place to get away, and that's just how it is.
And that place to get away is my house. It's a house, right?
Home.
You know, it's a house.
It's
just my house. It's perfect. Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, thank you, Roxy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, y'all have a good one.
It's time to play the No Name Movie Game.
Now we have a very special edition of the No Name Movie Game because we have celebrities involved.
Yes.
And Monica, you were unfortunately not part of this.
No, but
game.
I watched the video. I watched a little bit of it. So
yeah, we recorded this the other day. So it was me and Antoine hanging with the band AJR. If you want to see some of the interview clips, they're on our YouTube channel, K92 Morning Thang on YouTube. If you want to hear the full interview, you can go to our podcast, which is brought to you by Nissan. It's free on the K92 Radio app or wherever it is you listen to podcasts. Really nice guys.
Very nice. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, very down to earth, like talking to normal humans, or at least really good actors in acting like normal, nice people. So there was
that. Works for me as well.
But I did find out that ahead of time that they were big movie guys. So Antoine, I thought it would be fun to do a round of the No Name Movie Game. So I'm going to be teaming up with Jack from AJR. That's Team Ack.
Mm-hmm.
And then Antoine and Ryan from AJR will be Team Rantoine. And what happened? You can listen to it right now. So you guys are movie fans, right? You're movie guys.
Hey, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Will you indulge us and play a game with us for a minute?
Sure.
Okay. So we call it the No Name Movie Game. And what we'll do is we'll each do it. So me, Zach, and Jack will team up. I feel like that makes sense.
The Ack.
Team Ack. And then Ryan, you'll be teamed up with Antoine. And the way it works is
Rantoine.
Rantoine.
All right.
I'm getting a t-shirt right now.
Team Rantoine.
Like that really flows.
off the tongue.
So what we'll do is we each get 60 seconds, and I have a list of movies right here. I got 10 movies. So I'm going to try to get you to guess the movie, but it's no names. So I can't do any actor names, no character names, and nothing from the actual title of the movie. And we'll see if we can get it. Sound good?
Okay, so are me and you going first?
Yes, Team Ack will go first.
Ryan, I have their list as well, just to make sure that Zach doesn't cheat.
Yeah.
Okay, got to make sure we win this.
Yeah, so if he buzzes us, it's because I screwed up and I said part of the name of the movie or whatever.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll do 60 seconds. So it's me and Jack first. It's the No Name Movie Game, and our time starts now. He's the serial killer guy with the fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Oh, oh my Give me a little more.
They call him the cannibal. His name rhymes with the cannibal.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yes. Okay. It's the same thing over and over and over again. It's February 2nd every single time.
Groundhog Day.
Yes. It's the one where they try to get the Infinity Stones and a bunch of people die and all that stuff.
Oh,
long.
Marvel. You know what? I never see those movies.
The kid's stuff comes to life when they're not around.
Toy Story.
Yes. Okay. He's really mad because somebody killed his dog, and he goes and kills everybody. Goes nuts. Lots of action. No. Punches people. No.
John Wick.
Yes. How about a dream within a dream within a dream within a dream? Exactly. Yes. Let's see. You're like, want to hang out with me? It's like me and another idiot, and we hang out.
Beavis and Butthead?
Yes. Okay. Not bad.
So you got six.
All right.
You got six.
The Silence of the Lambs, what I haven't seen in a long time.
Come on, the Silence of the Lambs. Yep.
It's obvious. Yeah.
Silence of the Lambs, Groundhog Day, Toy Story, John Wick, Inception, really fast. And that was a great Beavis and Butthead impression.
I do like a halfway decent Butthead.
Avengers, right? That's Avengers.
Endgame.
You know what? I actually haven't seen the Avengers movies, I don't mean to get hate for that, but I haven't seen it.
I am so glad we weren't partners just now.
I'm sorry.
Don't, Ryan. Don't listen to Team Ramtoine. Nobody cares about that. Okay, so the first beat is six. It is Antoine and Ryan, no name movie game. Your 60 seconds starts now.
Old school prostitute movie.
Oh my God. Magic Mike or something.
Lady, another word for lady.
Pass.
Las Vegas heist movie. Casinos, Las Vegas.
Ocean's 13.
I'll take it.
We'll take it. All right.
Tiny superhero. Like
Ant-Man.
Yes. Hercules. Comedian, what? Black comedian does a bunch of different teacher in college. Oh, pass. Okay.
Pass.
Not good, but
pass.
Four women in New York. It was on HBO.
Sex in the City.
Yes. A karate movie without a giant bear. Animated.
Kung Fu Panda.
Yes. Something on the playground. Kids go on back and forth. But it's people, married couples that like each other.
Pass.
Couples. No, I'm sorry. You need
that was
six,
my fault.
Six to I tie. Failed. You got five. Team Ack in the house.
I failed. Okay, Pretty Woman.
We are victorious.
The old
school. Wait. Hold on. We have to pause and go to early prostitution movie. Magic Mike.
He felt like he was prostituting himself on stage every night.
Oh my God.
Shannon Tate would be so disappointed.
Oh, he would, yeah.
Yeah, Pretty Woman. You're supposed to say the hooker and the rich guy. Like you said, the hooker and the rich guy. Everybody knows that.
Okay. All right. So we also missed The Nutty Professor. That was Hercules, Eddie Murphy. When I said the opposite of good, I was trying to get you to say bad, and then I was going to get you to say bad moms.
And then
Swingers was the last one.
I think mine were a lot harder than Jack's. Jack's are like classic movies.
The people who lose always say that in this game, Jack.
Ryan, just between you and I, Zach made the list for both of us, so I think you're
that explains it.
There you go.
All are talking about. AJR in the house.
Sour Jack, grapes, Ryan. Antoine. Sour grapes right there.
We were set up.
Monica, you could be the deciding factor, the judge of the judge. Antoine was mad. He thought they were harder.
Well, no.
Okay, good.
No.
My partner said that they were harder, so I supported that. My partner. Shout out to Rantoine.
Yeah, shout out Team Ramtoine.
He made me feel better about when I play.
We still got five. Let's be honest. We still got five, Monica.
Also true. Good guys from AJR. Check out their new song. They got a new album at the end of the month. If you want to see more clips of that video, it's on our YouTube channel.
It's the K92 Morning Thangs. Yeah. Most viral.
This is actually Antoine's Blow Your Mind story.
Yeah, which it was absolutely hilarious when I read this article about this woman who was linked to a breaking and entering.
Well, she had something, the defining evidence, I think is something that we can all relate to because I think we've been caught, I don't want to say red-handed because it's more of an orange-handed when this happens.
Cheetos.
She was caught with Cheetos on her teeth, Monica, and there was a bag of Cheetos and an open soda by the window where she escaped out of the house when the police were called.
Because burglary does make you thirsty.
Yeah, I mean, you have to get a little snack while you're in there.
Cheetos and a drink.
So they find this woman. She says, it's not me. Here's the cop.
They're able to positively identify that person as a suspect, and also were able to place her at the scene with Cheeto residue all on her teeth and face. That Cheetos bag and water bottle were not theirs, and they think she probably dropped it trying to get out of the window. I think we still would have got her without the Cheetos, but the Cheetos is what nailed the deal.
I love the cop. He's like, wasn't me. Pretty sure we would have caught it. Yeah. What are you talking about? The way that works in my house, by the way, is less I can find out who committed the crime is Taki fingers. Anytime I see Taki dust, red Taki dust. Hey, who made this mess? I don't know. Who eats Takis? Me? Yeah, you.
Yeah, I know.
Taki dust. You did this. Let's see. This was going viral. If you have a hickey.
Anyone
have a hickey?
That's a thing? That's still a thing?
I know. I always think that. Like, is that still a thing? Don't do that.
I don't think so.
There's no reason to do that. Well, this girl had a hickey, and she claims this is TikTok, so you can take it for whatever you want, and I don't necessarily believe it, but she claims she has a hack for hiding your hickey.
Ladies and gents, my boyfriend is over. Got a little hickey. You can't see it now because I've been doing this technique, and I need to show it to you. It is the simplest thing. A metal whisk from your kitchen.
A metal whisk. You know, like if you were whisking up like pancake batter
from your bedroom. I don't know where you keep it.
Why would you keep a metal whisk in your bedroom? Would be my other question.
Take a metal whisk and you're gonna whisk your neck like some Sunday morning eggs. You're gonna whisk it. 5 minutes is all it took.
Okay.
Wow.
No.
That sounds painful.
No. I mean, I had a stupid ex when I was younger. It put a hickey on my forehead and I remember I just took bangs. I curled over, you know,
now,
some bangs.
Monica?
Go ahead.
I mean this affectionately. He wasn't the stupid one in this situation.
It was all stupid. I
mean that affectionately.
It was stupid. It was so stupid.
But on your forehead. I mean, let that be a lesson to you for dating a blowfish who's just going to lock right up.
What do you think? You had an infinity stone?
He thought
it would
be funny. He thought it would be kiss to the forehead. I'm like,
make you look like Lil Uzi Vert. Oh, that's so funny. Cute.
Ugh, terrible.
Monica, I saved this for you because it was on the other day. John Legend was having to sing ballads on the spot with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh.
So he said, could you sing me a ballad about the Shamrock Shake?
For the first one, let's do a Shamrock Shake.
I want to do the Shamrock Shake. It's something that McDonald's makes on St. Patrick's Day. On St. Patrick's Day.
Mark, I'm with you. I know what you're thinking. It's tiring, isn't it?
Yeah. Good on a rainy day.
That boy can sing, though. Say what you want. That boy can sing, though.
He has vocals.
Yep, but it does sound like we're doing a Shamrock Shake in the rain, and we all have just recovered from mono, so we don't have our energy back.
I need to take that Shamrock Shake to dinner.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.